you're still Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Go ahead, Mr. Rosie. You're playing Santa Claus at a mall at where your store is, right?
That is correct, yes. Are we on the air right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, my initial desire to play Santa Claus was that it would help be promoting the outlet stores that were there, as well as help promote the mall, which would, when all of the leases are occupied, will have 75 different stores and restaurants. And so, and my store is one of them.
And your store is a lingerie store, correct?
Yes, it's a Jetem in the Nexus Mall, which is in Woodland Hills. And
okay, and how often are you playing Santa? And if you're in an office or something, it's a little noisy there.
I'm sorry. I'm going to close the door of my office. Yes, 4 days a week I'm Santa Claus to talk with the children.
Well, all right. Now, the controversy...
Let me see if I could explain the controversy to you.
Go ahead.
I've seen these Santa Clauses in the department store and so forth for a number of years, and it always strikes me that, well, the Santa Claus are for the children. Most of the children that come to see the Santa is brought up by their mothers.
Okay.
And there's really nothing for them to enjoy while they wait in line. So we took this Santa Claus suit and we streamlined and we modernized the suit.
All right. And what way did you streamline the suit?
We gave it more of a modern cut. We brought the pants in a little. We got rid of the extra padding. I suggest all the weight and the fat and brought the coat in. And we made the boots higher and cut the beard a little bit shorter and brought the traditional look of Santa Claus more into the 21st century. So you have a Santa Claus that is traditional for the children because he still wears his red suit and his beard and is asking them about their wishes for Christmas, but he is a bit sexier. And it's pleasant for the ladies to look at.
All right, well, this is what I'm talking about. There was something, I guess, in your marketing or in your research that you did that suggested that mothers wanted to see a Santa at the mall that was more appealing to them, but there was a controversy having to do with a couple of the people that brought the kids there?
Well, Phil, you have to understand, I've worked in women's wear, women's garments, lingerie, for 17 years. There's not a lot about women that you fail to learn in that time when you were selling women's garments. And when I started coming to this country in the late 1970s and began visiting some of these businesses, at that time, I was in the import-export business. I saw this traditional Santa Claus, and I realized that while this was for children, there was nothing there for the mothers. There was nothing, and I decided when we had this opportunity to make our Santa Claus appealing, not just to the children, but to the mothers.
All right, does the mall management and the other store owners, are they approving of this new Santa Claus look, this, what you call this sexier look? What do they say about this?
Well, no, I've said to them, the business association that I belong to, I've said to the other store owners, the store managers in the mall, I understand women. Women want to feel as if they're not just a part of the scenery. And when you talk to these store owners, most of whom are American, you realize that you have to educate them to what women who are doing mostly Christmas shopping, what they want. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is the governor of California. And he has said that immigrants, such as myself and Mr. Schwarzenegger, have new ideas that need to be brought to bear.
All right. Let me, and I totally agree with Governor Schwarzenegger, by the way, on that notion. We can use all the good ideas we can in this country.
But he is saying that the immigrant, that you have to understand what Governor Schwarzenegger says, that the immigrant has the good ideas. And so I brought this idea to the other business.
Okay. Let me tell you that the complaints that have been received include that the Santa Claus suit you're wearing is a little revealing, that it's fairly, how do I put this, evident. The pants are a little tight, that you may or may not be wearing, the complaint was you may or may not be wearing underwear.
No, that is absolutely right. It's not the case. And by the way, most of these complaints come from the men. The women do not, they don't complain.
Are you wearing, I hate to ask you, are you wearing underwear?
The suit is cut so it provides support.
Okay, you're wearing a Santa Claus suit that's cut, the pants are cut pretty tight.
That is correct, yes. Again, you have to understand, this is for not only the children, this is for the mothers who bring the children to the mall in the daytime. And so this is something to make them, for them to enjoy themselves, you see. And the suit is cut so that it does provide support if it's not cut the sexier, open the jacket a little bit.
All right, so you're wearing a Santa Claus suit where the pants are a little tight, the jacket's open, the beard is trimmed off. Are you having your picture taken with the mothers and with the kids?
Yes, that is correct.
And do you open the jacket to show your chest? I mean, I'm just reacting to what was written here in the LA Times.
Well, when I take these pictures with the mother and the child, but if I will say, would you like your picture with Santa? Just the mother. Then I will very tastefully open the jacket.
All right, let me give our number here, Mr. Canoza. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you hear people when they say that they're afraid the kids are getting sexualized too early in life?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. But this is not a sexualizing child. All this is doing is providing for the women who bring the children to this mall to bring their child to see the Santa Claus. And they can come to see Santa, the children, and the women can come to see Santa, too. So that I have this Santa Claus suit that the children look at. But also, he's a very tight, it's not too tight, this is not right that this is too tight.
The complaint was the Santa Claus pants you're wearing are cut pretty tight. To the point where someone complained that you may not be wearing underwear.
No, this is not true. The pants are cut tight, but they are cut tight so that I have the support. And also,
if a little kid comes to sit down with you, and he sees something that he shouldn't.
No, but these are complaints that the men make because the men are the ones who don't understand that this is not about sex. This is about making a woman feel that she's being paid attention to. It's not for me. This is for the women. It's for the women who bring their children to the mall. They feel as if they're being ignored. They bring this child to see the Santa Claus. And what is there for them? This Santa Claus, they have to sit there and they look at this fat Santa Claus, you see. But if you can give the women something to look at, then they will want to come to shop the stores. So these pants are, and believe me, when I tell you, Mr. Henry, these are vinyl boots, very nicely stylish, tight pants. I open the jacket up.
Well, you open the jacket up and you can see your bare chest.
In some of the photographs, yes. But that's only for the mothers.
And you've cut the beard off almost, it's almost like a George Michael thing, isn't it? Do you have the traditional Santa beard?
Well, no, I have a beard, yes.
But is it the traditional Santa beard or is it a shaved off kind of George Michael 5 o'clock shadow thing?
No, it's European. It's a European look, and it's not. It's very traditional, but at the same time, it's a tasteful European look. But let me tell you what is going on here. What is going on here is that the certain businesses don't want our success. That you have some of the men in the mall who don't like to see the women get a break and be able to sit down with a sexy-looking Santa Claus. It's very, and again, Arnold Schwarzenegger said this so very well. Immigrants are going to have the good ideas, and this is a great idea. And
all right, somebody complained you were sticking your tongue out in one of the pictures in a lascivious way.
No, again, this is a cultural misunderstanding.
Well, what is that? In the photograph where you're sticking your tongue out.
No, this is this is a Latin expression of affection to make a woman feel that she's beautiful. Again, this is not for me. This is for the women. To make a woman feel that she's beautiful. You look at her and you say to her, la la. What that is an expression of you are the star of the moment, not the Santa Claus, not the child, you. And what I was doing in that instant was I was saying to her, la 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 la, which is the Latin or Argentinian for you are the star of the hour. And so this is the misunderstanding.
All right, Rudy Canoza, thank you, sir, for explaining these things. But you have to understand that there is a problem, and I'm sure you've been made aware of it.
I listen to me. This is not a problem because the newspaper calls or some people complain. I'm there for the women. My store, Je T'aime, is a store for women. I'm not interested in what some jealous men may or may not think.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, there have been some complaints from some of the women.
But those are only women who are not used to being made to feel special. And
all right, hold on. I want to take a break here. Rudy Canosa joins us, the owner of Jatem Lingerie there at the Nexus Mall, where he has, as I guess the store owners rotate, taking turns playing Santa Claus for the kids. He has created a little bit of controversy wearing what he calls a modernized Santa suit. The pants are cut a little tight. The jacket is open, showing a bare chest. There, he says it's there. He does that for the mothers as well as for the kids, and there have been some complaints. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Mr. Canosa in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So you patterned the suit after the Pirates at Treasure Island?
Well, when we went to Las Vegas, yes. And I thought that it was a wonderful look. It was a contemporary look that I was going for. And so when we went to cut the Santa Claus suit, I said, make it look as if it's a pirate suit. You know, as if it's... that's the word. This was for the sexy, you know. And this is not an issue. This is a made-up issue in the minds of some men who are don't want their women to be made to feel special. And I can make them feel special by letting the children come to see the Santa Claus, but also they can come and see me as Rudy, with the cut, the pants cut, very European. It's a European cut. That's all.
Well, when you say it's a European cut, somebody said that they thought you weren't wearing underwear. And
well, this is the way Americans think. But again, Governor Schwarzenegger, I think, said it very well. Immigrants are the salvation of this country. The governor of the state of California is an immigrant. And the good business ideas are now coming from the immigrant. This is to stimulate the business at the mall for me to put on a pair of European cut pirate pants. To put on the vinyl boot, it's very la la la. You know, as I said to the women, it's very la 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 la. You know, they love to see this with the children.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ben, you're speaking a language though that a lot of people don't speak in terms of the cultural.
Well, I know because you have divorced from your celebrations, the romance. You have divorced in the sensuality from the celebrations.
All right, let me go over to Tiffany. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Is your name Rudy?
Yes, hello.
Rudy, I just want to call. I want to say two things. I called about how you said that you are not trying to make it sexual for the children. You're not trying
no.
to do any of that type of orientation.
Oh, no, not at all, no.
Okay, but Rudy, in a sense, you may not realize it, but you're bringing these children to, you're showing them these type of things just by showing the mother that these children are with their mother, and in a sense, you're introducing that. You're trying to bring a romance that's not even supposed to be there with Santa Claus and the mother.
Oh, no, no.
I don't...
No, you see, what I think I know what the young lady is saying, and then let me address it. If you are American in the way you think, you immediately think of, not you, Tiffany, necessarily, but the people will think of the filth. You know, they immediately go to the filth. And this is romantic. It's
No, but what Tiffany's
you're
saying
in a sense,
is...
You're... All you're trying to do is trying to bring some type of sexual attraction to the mother by making her feel good. That's not your job, Rudy.
Well,
that's not your job at all.
My job is to get business for the mall. And
yeah, exactly.
To
so basically,
help.
You're using your sexual aspect to bring a woman to the mall to make her feel good for that how
is
many minutes she's there just to get your sale.
What's wrong with making a woman feel good?
And no, that, you're and doing that, it in a cheap way because you already categorized it as a business thing. You're not trying to make her feel good to make her be a better woman.
No, I'm saying if she's going to shop in the mall, let her be comfortable. What am I doing that is so sexual? What am I doing?
You're wearing the tight pants. You're doing this European-type thing. And us as Americans, we don't understand it because we've taken romance out of it. And it's totally not even that. This is supposed to be for the children. You're taking it and making it such a sexual thing that these children should not even be exposed
but
to.
But I told you the pants are cut European.
What does that mean? They're cut European. They're tight.
Elaborate on that, Rudy.
It's a tight fit.
A tight fit. Does Santa Claus need to wear a tight fit pant as it is? I mean, look at what our children
have
are committed to on TV.
Have you ever seen Treasure Island Pirates? Yes, it's for the children, too. Have you been to the Treasure Island in Las Vegas? They have a wonderful thing.
Treasure Island in Las Vegas. Do you think that children should be submitted to anything in Las Vegas?
No, they have the pants are cut European, and I will see this.
Excuse me, Rudy, how long have you been in America?
I have been coming to this country for 30 years. So
Where have you immigrated from, Rudy?
I am a businessman from Argentina. But let me tell you this. The immigrant is the governor of California. I don't know if you know this or not, but the immigrant is the governor of California. And the immigrant can bring a great idea. Do you know La La La?
Are you familiar? That's what America was founded on. Everyone is an immigrant in a sense.
Nobody is disputing the immigrant thing, Rudy. I think what we're disputing is the sexualizing.
No, let me say to Tiffany, because if I say this to you, Tiffany, because I am Argentinian and because we can appreciate making a woman special, if I say to you, La 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 La.
Yeah, what is that, Rudy? That is just you rolling your tongue around.
No. What it means is...
It's a sexual innuendo, Rudy.
No, ma'am,
it is not. It's quite disturbing that you would use that for your women.
No, I do not. It's not sexual. It is to make you feel good. Do you not feel special?
No, I say that you don't use the word properly in order to simulate a woman's idea.
What are you doing that in front of the kids?
What is wrong to say? Why do you say in front of the children?
What do you mean you're going la, la, la in front of the kids?
What is wrong to do this?
You're saying that you do this, and what...
If the child is there, the mother is there, and I will look at the child, look at the mother, and say, la, la, la.
That is so disgusting. Why is this disgusting? Because what are you showing the child? I need you to answer that question, Rudy. What are you showing the child by doing that?
I am complimenting his mother on how wonderful a mother and how beautiful a woman she is. Now, what is wrong with that? And the child sees that Santa Claus says to his mother, la, 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 la.
No, you got it all wrong. No, that's not what kids are going to dig. Okay. Thanks, Tiffany. 1-800-449-8686.
What have Mr. Henry... You say that's not what kids are going to dig, as if you have some information that I don't have. And
well, sir, I, with all due respect, I know you come from, you've been coming here for 35 years. I was born and raised here.
But again, you are missing the point. Governor Schwarzenegger comes from Australia.
He comes from Austria.
He comes from Austria, yes. He doesn't even come from here, and he already knows what's going on, how to make everything work, how to make everything good, so that the roads are good, so the schools are good. And Rudy can do the same. Rudy, with the Santa Claus suit, with the European cut in the crotch. I am simply saying to you that a woman, when she hears Rudy say, blah, blah, feels special.
But I don't speak that language. Americans...
But women speak that language. And also, it's time for the immigrant to be heard. It is time. It is time in many ways to say it is Rudy's time for the immigrant to be heard.
Because Governor Schwarzenegger's been a success.
Exactly. And with all these great, bright ideas everybody's got, listen to me. I am telling you, women want to feel special when they bring their... They bring the kid to the mall, and they want to feel good. I have a very tight European card with the vinyl boot, knee high.
Santa Claus is wearing knee high boots. 1-800-449-8686. Should Santa Claus be sexy so the mothers can enjoy him as much as the kids? This one store owner has done that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 800-516-4486.
That's the traditional look of Santa Claus. I'm with Rudy Canoza, the owner of Je T'aime Lingerie in the Nexus Mall, one of 75 store owners and restaurant owners in the mall there. You are playing the part of Santa Claus this year in the mall, but the Santa Claus outfit you're wearing has gained some attention. And let me give you another example of what people have been talking about, sir.
All right.
You wear a puffy shirt of some kind, correct?
This, again, for me to have to defend what...
But the traditional Santa Claus is a big red suit and a big red...
It is a red suit, but I brought a continental look to the Santa Claus look so that the women, the mothers, and you listen to the women who are so brainwashed to have called your program this evening, who cannot even allow themselves to hear an Argentinian man say to them, which is a sign of respect, la 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 la, and they won't even, they think it's something sexual. And
well, it sounds sexual to an American.
Well, I think, again, this is where the immigrant can educate, as Governor Schwarzenegger has educated, because he comes from the, you know, over, forgive me, it's...
Austria.
From Austria. He wised everybody up, you know, to use the American saying. He beat some sense into the, you know, this is what I want to do, to beat some, pound some sense into these women, so that when I say to them, la 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 la, they know that Rudy, and only Rudy, can express this.
All right, let me go over here to Kathy. Kathy, go ahead.
Well, first of all, just listening to what this gentleman said, what gives you the right, or what makes you an expert on what other women, and generalizing, would want to see, want to hear, to make them feel special?
Well, I've been in the lingerie business for 35 years.
Well, that's the lingerie business. That's not Santa Claus.
But when you
what
you've spent your entire professional career looking at women, Ben, let me say to you, Kathy, I don't mean to be humorous, but it is funny. I've spent my whole life looking at women in their underwear. And so you
and
come
that's
to,
wonderful.
You come
and
to know.
You want to feel special. You find the time and the appropriate
yes.
place where you can feel special.
Well, that's,
I don't
see,
want to feel
go.
Special in that way. Even if I had been a long time customer of yours,
yes.
I would not appreciate you making a spectacle of yourself and demeaning me and
no,
Santa Claus
it's not to
and the
you.
Whole Christmas.
Oh no! It's not to demean
spirit.
You, Kathy. When you come to me, I will look at you. I will say to you, la 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 la.
Would and I would slap you in your face.
Why would you slap me for saying to you that you are a wonderful, beautiful woman who brings
there
you wonderful,
beautiful child?
There
is a time and a place for everything. And also, I don't understand this comparison you're making with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what has he beaten into the people that is from his native background?
The immigrant, I think, Kathy, is what the Governor Schwarzenegger is telling us. The immigrant has brought fresh ideas, the new fresh approach. The American stagnates. The American is rotting in his own filth, if you will. And if
what do you mean, rotting in our own filth?
Do you like to look at yourself in the mirror a lot?
Do I enjoy looking at myself?
Because this is what I see. That you're the only person that's getting off on this. I have to tell you, I'm driving back from Texas. I'm almost in Chicago now, and I love talk radio. And I could not find anything as amusing as this story. And I have only one other time called the radio station. And that was during the... committee Senate meetings for Clinton's impeachment. And this
well,
could be the second
that,
time.
I don't know anything
and I
about
find
that.
You outrageous, and I can't imagine anyone would tolerate it, and any mother that comes there with their child, if they were a customer of yours, I am quite sure they will not continue to be unless they're totally warped.
Let me jump in here, Kathy. Rudy, what this woman is saying, I don't think you mean harm.
I
don't think you mean any harm, but I think...
Let me just say this to you, Kathy. If you were to come and to sit on my knee and I have on the European fit Santa Claus slacks, okay?
I wouldn't.
And then I say to you, blah, 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 blah. Now you think that's filthy.
Okay, I'm also recently divorced, and I have been on dates
well,
where
the
gentleman goes, blah, 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 and.
Kathy, say it with me. La, la, la. It makes you feel better. Also, why would you come to see Rudy?
Women are so sexually repressed and
why would you come to see Rudy if you have no child? It doesn't make sense to me.
All right, well, she's divorced.
Sense.
Okay. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you
very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Alicia is in West Palm Beach and is Argentinian, correct, Alicia?
Yes, it's correct, Phil.
Go ahead.
Well, what I have to tell about
welcome to, do you miss Argentina? I miss it so much.
I don't even think you are from Argentina.
I've been in America a great long time. I miss Argentina so much.
Well, but the custom of saying la la la, if you say to an Argentinian lady, they probably spit in your face. I live in Argentina.
Okay, this is a lie. You are lying, and you know you lie. Why do you call up to make our country look bad?
No, I don't make it look bad. You make it look bad, our country, which is a beautiful country.
It's a wonderful country. I love Argentina.
The same like America, sir. I'm resident of both countries.
Well,
and we have respect for gentlemen and for ladies.
Of course we do.
Here and there. But you create a lie to people they don't know from Argentina, our customs and our respect.
No.
You put us down.
No. I am simply saying that the Argentinian man, to show a woman that she is the pinnacle of humanity, is to say to her, blah, la, la. You know this. Why would you lie to me?
No, heard that. I'm sorry. You are a liar.
No, you lie. You make Rudy look bad.
I'm from Argentina.
Wait a minute.
Tell me the town.
Wait, hold on.
Tell me what area you live. You come from a shacky town to tell the lady, la, la, la. They think you are stupid. They
laugh
in your face.
I will tell you I come from a mountain village. Which
what
was
mountain? Where?
What mountain? It's
where?
The north side. Have you been?
North side?
Have you
what?
Been? You know something, Alicia? You are a la, la, la liar. Yes.
You are the liar.
The liar. You lie to make Rudy look bad because I have
it. You are
hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not call each other names.
No, I'm saying the immigrant is bringing to America wonderful things for America, as Governor Schwarzenegger has done. Alicia, you should be proud of what the immigrant bring, and yet you call me a liar? You call me a liar?
No, sir, not on all the immigrants we have to be proud, here or in Argentina.
Well,
you're wrong.
Not
all the immigrants are good. Not all the immigrants in Argentina are good. You are the best example of immigrants.
I come from a little village called Mendoza. And
called in what province? What province?
In what province?
Yes.
It's the... Boy, I haven't been there in a long time.
You don't know what province you are born?
Yes, of course I know the province I was born in.
You don't know the province you are born, you don't have the birth certificate.
It's in the northwest part of the country.
In the northwest, there's 12 province. What province you come from? Prove me that you are an Argentinian.
I come from the village of Mendoza, which was, by the way, named after my great-grandfather.
I'm sorry.
And I come from the province. It's on the tip of my tongue.
What are you talking about, man?
It's called Barrio... Derego.
Look, Barrio is a neighborhood. Mendoza is a province. I catch you in the lie. You don't even know where you are born.
You call Rudy the liar?
Yes, you are.
No.
You are a great example of Argentinian, and you should not be here. America is beautiful.
America is a wonderful country. The women here are beautiful.
It's the number one.
You, the Argentinian witch, you called to call Rudy the liar.
No, wait a second. Don't be calling anybody a witch.
No. She made me. I've got a business, Je T'aime Lingerie.
You don't even know where she was born. He came probably from a shacky town.
No. I will tell you. Well, you know why I won't tell you where I was born? Because I am running from the military dictatorship.
Well, okay, it's 30 years ago,
yes.
And you don't remember
I
where
ran
you were
out
born?
Of the country. All I remember was the Park Hyatt in Mendoza, and that's it.
What do you mean, the Park Hyatt?
Well, that's... see, you make Rudy... I've never had a woman laugh.
God.
You know something? I've never had a woman laugh in my face like this. Let this Argentinian witch look at her laugh at me to make me...
Look, you're doing your business a lot of harm by coming on here and make...
I'm not making up anything. She knows when I say to her, la, 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 la.
No,
it guns her in.
It's not true.
All right.
He tried to be impressed with that funny accent, and he tried
Phony.
To impress... Americans about European customs.
Why do you say my accent is phony?
My accent, is my accent. But I don't try to lie about the good and the bad of my country.
You lie.
No. All right, Alicia, thank you for your call.
Wait a minute, are you blowing me off?
No, I'm not blowing you off, but the ladies brought up something here, this la-la-la thing. She says
it's not truth.
So men don't...
It's not your thing.
Men don't come up to women in Argentina and go la-la-la as a way of respecting them.
No, they think la-la-la is an idiot. I'm a mental retarded. What means la-la-la?
You call
is
me a retard?
With your speech?
So you call me a panhead? Is that what you call me, the pan face?
You are a liar.
You are a liar to call me, Rudy, the pan face.
You are impressed. You need to impress nobody.
All right, Alicia, thank you. Mr. Canoza, I think you've done your business.
My business is your Tem Lingerie and Nexus Mall in Woodland Hills. Please don't hang up on...
I hung up on him. Alicia,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
I want to let you know something. Hello?
Montevideo? Where's Montevideo? Is that in Argentina? Oh, anyway, Alicia, what were you going to say?
Montevideo is the capital of Uruguay.
Oh, okay. So what were you going to say?
I'm going to say that he make people look bad. You know, I have very...
The woman lies.
Get out of here.
Country.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I have a strong feeling for America.
Of course.
And you put ourselves down.
I want that guy on hold, okay? I don't want him on as the lady's talking.
I think you have a beautiful program. I listen your program.
Well, you're very nice. Argentina. It's a drag. Yeah, it's a drag.
It's a drag and it's a drag.
The Argentinian witch lies.
All right, listen. Thank you, Alicia. I appreciate your call. Thank you, dear.
Good success
thank
with
you.
Your program.
Bye-bye.
La, la, la.
Can't we put one guy on hold on this show? Rudy Canoza, and if you want to visit his store, it's Je T'aime Lingerie. He spent his whole life looking at women in their underwear. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy.